The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
It's Victor Dandridge, the hardest working man in comics, and you are listening to PVB Cast with John Orlando. Guys, I'm telling y'all, it's the best thing on the entire interweb. Listen long, listen strong. John, it's all you, man.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 236. Thank you for checking out this edition. I hope you're doing well out there. I hope that you are safe and that you are healthy and all of your friends and family are safe and healthy as well, as it seems that many states, including Ohio, are starting to reopen or ease up on some COVID-19 protocols, and hopefully that doesn't make you feel a little uneasy like it does me. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm still a little bit leery of going out to a place where there might be a large crowd. Like, I really still need to get to a barbershop, but I'm not 100% sure that I want to go just yet. You know, I'm still doing curbside pickup at the grocery store. I don't know. I think I need a little more than just, you know, a couple of things opening here and a couple of things opening maybe next week to make me feel a little more secure. But that's just me. I don't know. Maybe you're like, John, whatever, man. It's time to go. You know, I'm going to go to the hardware store. I'm going to go get a haircut. I'm going to go back to the gym. But I don't know. I'm just still a little bit uneasy about things. But you know what? Enough about me and enough about COVID-19. Let's talk about my guests that are appearing on this edition of this podcast. A few weeks ago, I sat down with a band that is setting things on fire here in Columbus. That band is none other than Snarls. The band consists of Chloe, Riley, Mick, and Max, and they have a song called Marbles that has been in pretty heavy rotation on the local radio station here, CD1025 FM. And I really like the song. It's really a great song. And so I started checking out some of their other tunes on Spotify and YouTube. And so I dropped them a line and said, hey, you want to come on the PVD Cast because you have a brand new album that dropped in early March. And that album is called Burst, by the way. And they said, yeah, we'd love to come on. So we chat about the album, about the process of writing songs, touring, and tons more. And as a side note, I'd like to thank Joseph, who's part of their management team, for giving me the opportunity to connect with Chloe, Riley, Mick, and Max. So thank you very, very much, Joe. I appreciate it. And I know that maybe some of you, especially longtime listeners of the PVD Cast, are probably going, wait a minute, John, wait a minute. Of all the guests you've had on these 200 plus episodes of this podcast, you've never had a musician or a band on before. And you're right. You know, not for trying. I've thrown out lots of invites to various different bands and musicians to come on and talk about their craft. And Snarls is the first one to do so. So there you go. A little bit of trivia. The first band to appear on the PVD Cast is Snarls. It was awesome to have them on. And being a music lover that I am, even though I have a lot of favorites and a lot of different genres, from old school rap to R&B to even a little bit of country, et cetera, et cetera. It was great to have them on. Again, can't say it enough. And we'll get to my conversation with Snarls in just one moment because I got to take care of a couple of other things. And the first thing that I need to let you know, speaking of the state of Ohio reopening, is that World's Greatest Comics, the great sponsor of the PVD Cast, is back open for business. So you need to stop on over to the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio, and pick up a comic or some graphic novels or some collectibles or toys or whatever. The store is open. It's got I think the usual hours, but you know what? Don't take my word on it. Go over to their website, wgcomics.com, and find out where their hours or what their hours are. Find out what's happening at the store. If you don't want to go there, you can just find them on Facebook. Just look for at WG Comics, and there you go. You'll get the page that has all of the stuff going on. I know they're putting a small little hiatus on their Tuesday night auctions for a couple of weeks, but those will be back real soon, and that's a great opportunity to help to support the store and also get your hands on some really valuable comics as well. So once again, want to thank World's Greatest Comics for being a great sponsor. And again, if you need some comic book supplies or some individual issues or some back issues, stop on over to the store or hit them up online and see what they can do to help you fulfill all of your needs for your comic book collecting. And I also need to let you know that, of course, the PVD cast is now available on Redline Radio. All you have to do is go to RedlineRadioLLC.com or Redline Radio LLC on Facebook, and you can listen to not only the PVD cast, which, by the way, airs Monday nights at 9:30, but you can also check out all of the other great shows, such as the Canned Air podcast, What's Your Opinion, the Hot Tag Wrestle Corner, The Scoop, The Talk, The Birdhouse Show. There's a ton of great shows and music, and you don't want to miss out. So definitely listen up over on the Facebook page or at their website. Or there's a third option. If you're an Android phone user, you can go on over to the Google Play Store, search for Redline Radio LLC, download their app, and you could take the station with you wherever you go. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'm back with the band Snarls. Ladies and gentlemen, this afternoon I have the honor and the privilege of having Columbus's own, the band that everybody's talking about, Snarls, joining me here today. How are you all doing?
Great!
We're doing great. We're dandy. I'm dandy.
About to write some songs, maybe.
Yeah, we're happy to all see each other right now.
Yeah. So.
Well, have you been all kind of separated because of the quarantine? You've been following the rules and whatnot?
Yes.
Yeah. For the most, we've seen each other like two times.
Doing like band related stuff though, just.
Yeah. Stuff like this that we gotta knock out. But otherwise, we've all been stuck at home.
Yeah.
Sleeping.
Yep.
Sleeping. Well,
sleeping. Drinking.
That's it.
Well, hey, it sounds productive to me.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, let me have each of you real quickly introduce yourself and talk about what you do with the band, if that's okay.
My name's Chloe, Chloe White, and I sing lead vocal, and I play the rhythm guitar.
My name is Mick Martinez, and I play lead guitar.
My name is Riley Hall, and I play bass and do backup vocals.
Max Martinez, and I play the drums.
How did the four of you meet and create the band Snarls?
Okay, so this is Mick. Max and I are siblings, and we have known Riley our whole lives. Our moms were like best friends growing up, so we've just always been connected. And then Riley and we all went to the same high school, just at different times, kind of overlapping. And Riley and Chloe met each other in high school and started playing music. And I think, Chloe and I met kind of randomly through the school as well. But I wasn't going there at that time. And she came to Riley and is like, yo, you have to meet Mick. And Riley was like, I already know her because we grew up together. So then, yeah, the three of us kind of started playing music. And at the same time, Max was learning to play drums. And we, the three of us girls, kind of went through some other members and it wasn't feeling right. And then all of a sudden, Max was a great drummer. And I'm like, holy crap, like, hey, do you want to just play drums with us? And then we had one rehearsal about 2.5 years ago. And it felt right. So yeah. That's the short and sweet version, but it's kind of weird how we all came together, kind of knowing each other, but not knowing that we knew each other. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But it's all worked out.
Now, if I'm not incorrect, Max, were you playing in another band originally, or am I wrong on that?
I was not, but I was just kind of floating around near everyone, kind of waiting to be asked to play in the band. But I didn't feel like I was a proficient enough drummer yet to be in a band, so I was still like kind of surprised when I was asked, but very excited to be a part of things.
Did you have, Max or Nick or Riley, did you have any musical background like in middle school or high school or whatnot? Or were you all kind of more along the lines of like a DIY?
I played like school instruments throughout middle school and high school and was like in band and stuff. But in like seventh and eighth grade, I started taking guitar seriously and started a little band with one of my friends. And that's when I started kind of getting into performing like rock music, but it had always been an interest and I always had instruments around. But I didn't really start taking it seriously until then. How about you guys?
Well, I started playing guitar, just acoustic guitar, when I was like 10 years old. And at that time, it was kind of just a hobby for me. And I was just like, you know, just learning how to do something, and it was fun. But then, like, I started playing more, and I started, like, really being inspired by other, like, guitar players. Like, when I first got into high school, I discovered who John Mayer was, and I thought I was the absolute shit. As a 14-year-old, I was like, well, I know who John Mayer is, and I'm learning his version of Free Falling, so that's who I am. But I didn't actually perform until I was like 14 at the school talent show, and it scared the hell out of me. I was so scared. But then everyone was like, oh my God. Oh wait, I played Fix You. I covered Fix You by Coldplay. And then yeah, everyone was like so amazed. I was like, you're so good. So then I was like, okay, wait, maybe I can actually perform.
So scary.
Yeah. Yeah. After I got all that validation, I was like, oh, okay. All right.
We all need that in life sometimes. Yeah.
Yep. And then I picked up bass when I was 16, because Chloe and I were in a different, it was a band for school, just for like learning, like a learning experience band. And I picked up bass for that. So that was fun.
How would you describe the sound that pretty much characterizes Snarls?
We don't know. We've gone through so many descriptors. Right now, it's emo glitter pop.
Which is something whatever, we just made up.
Whatever the hell that means. That's what we've been saying.
I like the glitter part especially because, like, glitter, like, it depends on, like, where you shine the light. Like, what, like, where it reflects or how it reflects. I feel like that's just our music. Like, where it's heard, how it's heard. Like, different parts just... I don't know, and that's kind of like a metaphor for each other too. Like we all like to play with simplicity and stuff, and sometimes we all shine the light on just one person or each other. So I don't know. That's like a little cheesy, but I don't know. I've always liked the glitter part because everything's just like sparkly. I don't know. You feel me?
it's like glittery and dreamy, and just like what soft glow sounds like, if that makes sense.
Maybe not.
There's some pop influences, emo tendencies.
I'm just
some heavy stuff. We're shoegaze. Kind of a shoegazy.
Yeah,
we I didn't even pot. Know what shoegaze meant until people kept calling us shoegaze, and I was like, I'm gonna look. Like, oh, I love shoegaze.
Yeah, we're totally shoegaze. Yeah.
we don't know if they're getting into shoegaze.
Well, if I may, I'd like to just throw this out there, and I don't mean to disrespect you guys or anything along those lines. I think that you have kind of like a Best Coast feel at times, and I hope that's not insulting. You know?
No, I like Best Coast. Yeah, they're great. I would definitely be down to do even more of like that kind of pop rock feel. It's super fun.
Mm-hmm.
Who were some of your...
Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say sometimes when I'm like off of mix pop rock thing, sometimes when I'm performing, I end up like getting sad because of what I'm singing about. And if we had more like fun songs, I probably wouldn't spiral. That's it.
Who are some of your musical inspirations, if I may ask?
Everybody on three. Wolf Alice.
Yeah, Wolf Alice is a big one for the group. I don't even know how to describe my influences. Because there's like a lot of hip hop, which does not translate at all to what I play, but it's like so important to me. But I was also super into like 90s grunge bands when I was learning to play drums, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and later on like Foo Fighters and stuff. So those bands that everyone knows, I was kind of into.
Yeah, we all have a very wide range of music taste, so it's hard to like pinpoint which parts exactly are exactly come through when we get together. Yeah.
Well, I definitely. Well, right now I'm like in this specific moment in time, I'm kind of jumping into some Alanis Morissette. Little Jagged Little Pill, that album. I've been really diving into that, and I think a lot of the music that I listen to. It's just like angsty, and like as for me, there's not like one specific genre that I'll like all the time. It always changes, and it's probably safe to say that for the rest of us. But for me, anything that just has strong emotions and I can feel those emotions through that song, then I'm gonna like it a lot. And that tends to be like, you know, emo and like Paramore. I loved a lot when I was younger. I liked big, huge vocals, and I was so inspired by that when I was really like starting to perform and starting to like sing and try and figure out what I wanted to sound like. But I feel like, yeah, now in this time, in this point in life, I guess it's more so about like how can I just get my emotions across into this song? Like, I don't know how to describe that.
Yeah, sometimes we're feeling that, like, in a poppy way. Sometimes we're really emo down in the field. Sometimes we need to just scream it out. So,
yeah,
there's influences for all those different feelings.
Well, if I may, since we just briefly talked about songwriting there in your response, what is the process for your songwriting? Is there a very structured way in which you write songs, or is it just, hey, this is happening to me right here, right now, I got to jot this down and kind of work with it? How do you approach songwriting?
So we only know structure after the song is written. I don't know. I don't think we've ever written a song the same way once either. I mean, it's been similar, of course, like, but it's kind of like that second way you listed, like someone, it's like, hey, this sounds cool. And then it happens very naturally, usually very quickly. Like, we'll all just add on to each other or go off of what someone else is doing. And then we have the form of the song within 1 or 2 hours. And then Riley and I can write it later, or it gets written there. I'm queen of making up some whatever and then just never changing it lyrically. Because it's just what I'm feeling in that moment. So yeah, everything is very organic with us, which I like. So lately, since we've been separated, we've been sharing more voice memos and stuff separately. So we've had time to kind of build more like to ourselves, like kind of gather song ideas before we actually meet up. But typically it's just kind of like then and there type of a thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're all sprouted like from random things. Like, I mean, just the other day, like Max was sending just a drum groove in the group chat, and we're like, hell yeah, like, let's do it.
Yeah.
Or like there's a guitar chord progression or like a vocal melody or something. But like, I don't know, whatever someone has in their head that everybody else is kind of excited about, we just roll with it all together.
Yeah, we don't spend a lot of time like overanalyzing anything until after the fact. That's all me. But but like during, we don't really like, I don't really see us like criticizing each other. It's just like, I like that, and we're just gonna go with whatever. Like nobody is trying to change each other's stuff. It's a very smooth ride, and I really like riding with these guys.
You have a new album that just dropped called Burst. It came out in March, correct?
Yeah. Sure did, baby.
And it is on Take This to Heart Records. So if I may ask, how did you end up with this label? And if I may just put you on the spot, how's the experience been being on the label?
Yeah, we went through almost a year of label shopping and got a ton of nothing and some rejections, but mostly just nothing at all. And that was super discouraging. And we were just like contemplating whether we should just do a self-release. We weren't totally against it, but we were like, well, if we could just get one person to like say yes, then that'd be great. And then we were all familiar with bands that were already on Take This to Heart. I was just kind of snooping around and was like, hey, man, I really like these bands. Like some of my friends just a few months ago, I'd gotten signed with them. Like, this is going to be our last email that we're sending to anybody. And then within literally 5 minutes, Joe emailed me back and was like, yes, just a million times yes. Like, let's do it. I love the record. I've seen you guys before, which we didn't know that he had seen us play. But and overall, I mean, the experience with them has been fantastic so far. I mean, they were getting us booked on, like, they got us booked on a dream of a show before we even signed the contract. Like, they were just, from the second that we sent our album to Joe, he was excited to work with us. And yeah, I mean, I couldn't say enough good things about them.
Yeah,
and it was just like the fact that we hadn't even signed anything. We hadn't even been presented a draft. And Joe is already like, okay, well, I'm contacting all these people for you and we'll see what happens.
Like, already working for us. We were just all like super excited to know each other and like finally connect.
Yeah.
I'm going to interrupt my conversation with Snarls for just one moment to talk to you about World's Greatest Comics. They're a great sponsor of the PVD cast and they're back open for business. They got everything that you need for your comic book fandom. Single issue comics, graphic novels, collections, back issues, toys, collectibles, they got a ton of stuff. So you can stop on over to the store, 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio is where they're located at. And if you need any information such as store hours or things going on at the store, check out the website, wgcomics.com, or go over to Facebook and search for @WGComics, and you'll get all of the details that you need to know about the store from Facebook or their own website. And no matter how you interact with them, please let them know that you heard about the store from me, John Orlando, on the PVD cast. You mentioned that Joe had seen you perform, and you've toured not only, you know, here in town, but all over the Midwest. How has the reception been from fans, especially those that are outside the Columbus or Central Ohio area?
It's been good. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Sorry, I didn't know how to answer that.
It's been great. It's like really exciting when you're booking a tour. And I mean, even if you're just going up to like Cleveland, like knowing that you're going to bring like 50 fans from Cleveland is like crazy. Like, we don't live there. We don't know any of these people. And like, it's even more exciting when you're like, I don't know, going to New York or like Chicago or something and you have a bunch of friends there. So it's, been really special and amazing to see that this is impacted a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to get back on the road after however long this takes.
I know.
We're itching.
We were so close to going on a tour, like literally
a week away,
yeah. And then they stated mandatory lockdown. We were like, well,
oh shit.
So has that tour been postponed or is it just out and out canceled?
It's canceled, unfortunately. Yeah, they tried to postpone it for May, but
here we are.
Yeah. So that one's just done. We're really, really hoping that some stuff that we have in the books for later this year is still going to happen. But we aren't sure. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, but definitely could not have been worse timing, releasing your album. And then the next day, the entire world shuts down. So it's great.
Well, take comfort in the fact that you're not the only ones dealing with that, because I've heard that from a lot of creators, no matter, what their genre is. There's been a lot of people going, damn it, this ruined everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're all going through it together. I just, besides playing, I just miss being out around everybody. And that is just like that's a human thing. Like everybody misses the human contact thing.
Right.
Sure. In your opinions, what makes Columbus a great city for music?
Oh, God. The people.
The camaraderie.
Yeah.
There's
so much love. I don't know. It's just
support
like
support for each other.
Crazy, crazy support no matter what you're doing. I mean, it's not like everyone's just gassing you up no matter what kind of art you're making. It's just that everyone's making such good stuff that everyone around them is so excited to share that and to share their own stuff. It kind of brings up everyone's confidence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does it feel? Because I think we kind of, this may be a little bit of a repetitive question, but how does it feel to be getting the attention of, you know, Rolling Stone and MTV, and it's well-deserved attention by all means. But how's it feel? You're quite welcome. But how's that feel? Was it, you know, because I think
crazy.
Yeah.
Literally the only
like,
word I have.
Fucking surreal.
Well, because like, here's the thing, like with those, like with MTV and Rolling Stone, they never like contacted us and said like, hey, we're going to write something up about you. It was just like, it's like me seeing our faces on MTV's website.
Literally just like getting Instagram and seeing like MTV posts and you're like, what?
Like, is this a scam?
Yeah. And like with Rolling Stone, oh my God, like that was crazy.
They contacted us.
Yeah. I'm literally at work and I get a text from our label that's like, hey, I need a quote from Chloe on Marbles in the next 2 minutes for Rolling Stone. And I'm just like, excuse me, like I'm gonna have to reread. It's gonna take me 2 minutes to read this text. Like, what? But yeah,
I pulled that out of my ass. I don't even remember what I said. Because it's like the 2 minute thing. I was just like, okay, what is the song about?
Right. Like reminding yourself what the song even is.
But yeah,
yeah. It's surreal. It like still doesn't feel like it actually happened.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like it just happened so suddenly, especially with the MTV one, because we just didn't know that was gonna happen like at all. And then I think I saw that notification on the Instagram too, like MTV tagged mentioned you in their story.
Yeah, exactly. I was just like,
excuse me.
And it feels good. Like, I mean, it feels good being lifted up by anybody, but of course, like, everybody, like, just like the exposure that we have, that just also felt strange, not in a bad way, but just completely strange, just because, like, okay, probably, like, thousands on thousands of people have seen my face today, and at my house. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It definitely made, like, the almost year of sitting on our album
feel worth it.
Like, feel super worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly what we wanted out of our release, so that was really fulfilling.
Yeah, I remember reading that article or whatever on MTV website, and I checked the URL link like 3 times because I truly thought it was fake.
Right.
But, that's funny. Yeah, and then I was like, wait, this is actually MTV.com.
Well, let me ask probably a very challenging question. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it won't be so challenging. Name one band that you'd love to open up for.
Wolf Alice. Literally any band that you ever ask me about, it's going to be Wolf Alice.
Okay.
There's so many, though.
Yeah.
I want to play with Courtney Barnett more than anything.
I want to play with Cigarettes After Sex really bad.
Yeah. You could list anybody, and I'd be like, yep.
Yeah. I do want to open for The Regrets.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, too.
That'd be fun.
Mac?
I don't know. Any band, like...
Anybody I'd be cool.
Anyone seems really cool.
Yeah. We played with Microwave one time, and being able to go on a tour with them would be a dream.
Yeah.
They're amazing people, and they're also like, my favorite band. So, that would be fun.
And I did read, did you open for Slater Kenny when they were in at the Newport in the fall?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was crazy.
That was crazy. Yeah, that crowd was pretty insanely huge.
Yeah.
Safe to say, probably the largest that you performed in front of?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do more though. The more people pile in, the more nervous I get. But I don't even care if I throw up.
Well, hopefully that's the first big crowd of many big crowds for you as you guys continue on with your journey. So a couple more real quick questions to wrap things up. Or do any of you have a guilty pleasure when it comes to a song? Like for an example, I thoroughly enjoy Chris Isaak's Wicked Game and will sing it anytime I hear it.
Dude, that's a good song.
I know, there's something about it. But do you folks have a guilty pleasure?
Oh yeah, it's an entire playlist.
Yeah, we have a many hours long playlist of early 2000s pop songs. I can't even name like one that's my personal guilty pleasure. It's literally just like shuffling that playlist that makes me feel alive again.
Our guilty pleasure song as a band is Firefly.
It is Owl City. We listen to that song before almost every show. It's ridiculous.
And if we're just driving at night and it's quiet, we just turn that shit on. We're like, you would not believe your eyes. It's 10 million fireflies. Like, screaming it the entire time.
That song's so good. So good.
Dude, when that second chorus hits,
dude, throw down. Lyrical masterpiece.
But my guilty pleasure specifically, because none of these other bitches will like it like I do, but
oh no,
I'm a K-pop stan.
Oh god.
No.
I'll say it. I'll expose myself. And yeah, you can say, oh no, I don't care. I'll be bumping that shit in my I don't care. Yes. It's good.
Queen living her truth.
Max, do you have a guilty pleasure song?
No.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Work It by Missy Elliott is high on my list. But
Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
Like that song makes me I feel Super Bass by Nicki Minaj also. Super Bass by Nicki Minaj and Telephone by Lady Gaga. Both of those songs make me feel so sexy. I could be in pants. I could be wherever the fuck, but if that comes on, like, you best
believe
I am moving and grooving and singing every word.
I Found a Way by Drake Bell.
Oh my god, I can't. We're just gonna keep listening.
It has to end at some point.
Literally. Okay. So the answer to your question is way too many.
Way too many. I like that. Good response. Way too many. Well, you mentioned that you have a few things in the works for a couple of concerts and whatnot in the near future. So do you want to go ahead and promote some of those, or would you prefer just to kind of maybe not mention those in case we are still COVID-19-ing it?
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
We are not allowed at this point.
Okay.
Hopefully hitting the road.
Hopefully more live streams.
With a band that we really like, but we don't know if it's going to happen. But so I don't want to get anybody excited.
Okay. Well, maybe tell the folks that are listening at home where they could keep tabs on you so that when you are allowed to talk about it, they got all the information right there in front of them and they can buy tickets and go see you guys.
Yeah. We have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. All the handles are @SnarlsBand, or you can keep up with us through our website, which is www.snarlsmusic.com. And that will have like show and ticket links and that. Yeah, the website has like everything.
Merch too.
Yeah. Please. Yeah.
So you guys also have a Bandcamp, correct?
Yeah, it's snarlsband.bandcamp.com. There you can buy our music and buy our merchandise. We just put up a vinyl pre-order, so we're super excited about that. And all the money that we're making off that right now is going toward buying a van for touring, which we desperately need. So anything is really helping us out.
Anything that the four of you would like to say to the listeners before we close up shop, so to speak?
Don't get too emo.
But it's okay if you want to be emo a little bit.
Like a little bit.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm going to stop us there because we're the kings and queens of
rambling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, Chloe, Riley, Mick, Max, thank you so very much. Snarls is the name of the band, folks.
Yeah,
grab their music. Go see them when they're back out on tour. Thank you so very much for coming on the PVD cast. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much, John.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And with that, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, I will be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My conversation with the band Snarls. And if you get the opportunity, check out their music over on Spotify or YouTube or wherever you listen to tunes online. And keep your eyes open to all of their social medias and, of course, their website to find out when they might be performing somewhere near you. And hopefully that's real, real soon. It was fantastic to have them on. And again, I appreciate all four of them taking some time out of their busy schedule to sit and chat with me. So it's time for me to start wrapping things up. I'd like to let you know where you can get in touch with me if you would like to do so. You can find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is at PVDMVP. But you can leave me a message over on the Facebook page at PVDcast or through Instagram. Also look for PVDcast. And if you want to be a little more long-winded, you could shoot me an email. My email address is johnorlando@pvdcast.com. And if you want to tell some folks about this particular podcast, and let them know where they can find it. Well, there's a few avenues for that. Obviously, the online home of yours truly, pvdcast.com, is probably the easiest place to go, but it's also distributed throughout all the major podcasting platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Deezer, PodParadise, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. Just search for PVDcast, or sometimes you have to put my name after it, PVDcast John Orlando, in your favorite podcast platform, and you're sure to find it. And please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. Rating and reviewing helps me out in the algorithm, and of course, subscribing means you never miss a single episode. And of course, you can also catch this podcast live every Monday night at 9:30 on Redline Radio. Check out RedlineRadioLLC.com or on Facebook, just search for Redline Radio LLC. And as I mentioned before, you can download the Android app by going to the Google Play Store and look for Redline Radio LLC. Download it, install it, click it, listen to it, and there you go. You can take the station with you wherever you go. I got to be honest, I for a moment lost where I was going with that little plug, but I mean, it's a good thing now because we're almost done. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, before I mess anything else up, I'm going to jump on out of here. I thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, and stay safe and healthy.